Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the Ninth Ward, Tim, welcome to our show.
Sir.
Hey, Tim.
How would you, I mean, may you please tell Mayor Cantrell to go and take guns away from criminals? How is she going to do that?
Well, she can't.
Exactly. That is my point. Us people that have the right in the Second Amendment to carry and have our arms, we need that. That's what made America.
Well, who suggested? Well,
who should be armed?
All right. Who's suggesting that you not have that right?
Well, they're trying to take our gun privileges away.
Who's they?
Every time they're passing bills
who
and all
is,
this and what's
who
going
is,
on in Washington.
Tim, who's they?
The politicians.
I don't
the
see
government.
That. I don't see that
they
happening.
They want to take our guns away. Oh, you haven't heard about all this gun rights strife that's been going on?
Yeah, do you still have your guns?
Of course I do.
Okay, so why do you think
but
they're going to take
it? They're saying they're going to come by and try to collect people's weapons.
Who said that? That's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. That's
I'm not going to let you get away with this kind of ridiculous rhetoric just to fire people up. And this is the problem with the gun rights activist is that they're spreading false lies.
If everyone would be armed, we would be a safer country because then other people would know that everybody's armed, and the felons and the criminals would know, you might just get shot.
Okay. So in Japan, nobody's armed. So should everybody be armed there? Should everybody be armed everywhere?
Wait, sir, you're speaking of Japan,
which
is one of the countries that we cleaned up. Number two, look at all the other countries in Europe that have banned weapons, and there are more deaths, killings, and everything else going on because the criminals.
Okay, so if everybody, are you saying in all these countries, if everybody was armed, that wouldn't be a problem? And what do you mean we cleaned up Japan? I mean, we destroyed Japan.
We didn't destroy her.
No, we didn't, Tim.
We fought her in a war, sir.
We didn't drop a bomb. We didn't. There was no destruction.
Yeah, but you know what we did is we built her up.
Yeah, well, we did.
When that was all done and good.
And that helped
us. We built her up.
And that helped us, too.
And that's why it was one of the strongest in the 80s.
All right, but Tim, I'm going to have to get to a break here, but I want to go back to this idea that if everybody's armed, that's going to eliminate gun violence.
Of course it would. Just think about that.
I'm thinking about it.
That everyone has a gun, are you going to pull one unless you really mean to do something? I don't think so.
So
I think everyone should be armed like the Old West.
Well, people were killed in the Old West. Everybody had a gun and people were killed. Okay, well.
That's all about going after the bad guys. Okay, the bad guys going after the good guys.
We try to do that now.
Well, unfortunately, if you take weapons away from the American citizens,
well, no, okay, wait, Tim, let me set the record straight here, Tim.
This country is built on the freedom and the Second Amendment.
I don't know what world you live in, but you are not going to lose your guns. And if you have bought into that ridiculous fear factor from the NRA,
you lose my guns.
You're not.
If they come try to get them, they're going to be lost first.
Okay. Well, you're a fact, Jack. Yeah, you're a tough guy, man. We need more tough people like you. You know, we've gone over this recently on the show about how, in many cases, you would have to shoot somebody. We talked about this with Andy Dick. Well, not with him, but about the Andy Dick situation. If somebody near Andy Dick would have had a gun, they would have had to shoot the suspect before he touched Andy Dick. if that would have happened, then this person may go to trial. Because there would be a discussion about whether or not he knew what this guy was going to do before he did it. And look, this is the fear factor that is used to brainwash you. You're not going to lose your right to keep and bear arms, but it's a political ploy to get you scared enough to think that the only thing you can do is vote for a particular type of candidate. There is nothing on the horizon that suggests guns are going to be taken away. Nothing. And there's nothing in Supreme Court rulings that indicate that the Supreme Court is even going to support any idea to ban your guns. We're talking about cutting down on gun violence in New Orleans. Mayor Cantrell's plan. And then you get a call from a guy like this who is just like, you know. And, you know, these are the people who think they're the only patriots in this country. Well, I got a thought for you. You're not the only patriots in America, because I'm patriotic too, and I don't believe any of what you believe. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.